Good morning and welcome to our Ag in Uncertain Times webinar series. I'm John Newkirk, and up to about 30 seconds ago, Romero Lobo was on and was going to MC this session. When he signs back on, I'll turn this back off to him. And Romero is a small farm and agricultural economics advisor at the University of California Cooperative Extension in San Diego County, and has been a part of our Ag in Uncertain Times team from the very beginning. But as we've learned and working with this technology, it's not perfect. And I see Romero is on. And Romero, as soon as you get your audio on, I'm going to turn this back to you.
Thank you, John, and I apologize for the glitch with the technology. I thought everything was working perfect, but as you said, glitches do come up. Our Ag in Uncertain Times webinar series was designed to provide information useful for producers and others to meet the challenge of today's uncertain economy. This morning's seminar, pulling it all together, will provide an overview of the educational materials that have been presented throughout the series, and also tell you how you can use these presentations and resources that have been developed as part of the webinar series in your own educational efforts. Our speakers today are Joe Nelson, who is a Trade Adjustment Assistant Specialist with the Western Center for Risk Management Education at Washington State University; Trent Tigerstrom, Specialist with the University of Arizona in the Ag and Resource Economics Department; and Joe Newkirk, who is the Director of the Western Center for Risk Management Education at Washington State University, also a State Extension Economist and a member of the Western Extension Committee. You may interact with the speakers today by posting questions directly to them. If you type your question in the chat window that appears below my picture, those questions will be collected and submitted to the speakers directly, and they will answer in the Q&A session at the end of the slide presentation. Once you're done typing your question, you click the button and the question will be submitted, and then they will be collated and submitted to the speakers. You may find it useful, and based on today's presentations, you will find it very useful to go back to the link to our website and find a link to the past webinars. All the webinars are listed in our website, which is www.farmmanagement.org. Ag in Uncertain Times. There are recordings of each individual sessions, audio files, and also PowerPoint presentations for you to use at your discretion. This is the final seminar in our series, but we recommend that you stay tuned because there are plans for future webinars to be presented. And also, if you would like to see these webinars continue, we ask you that you give us your feedback by sending an email to the email address presented at the bottom of the screen. We also recommend that you visit other resources, and in particular, the Management in Tough Time website, which also has an extensive amount of resources that can be useful for extension educators to help their clientele meet the needs under this present crisis. The website is listed as meetnet.extension.org, and we do recommend that you visit that site. As the presentations go on, you may want to toggle between a window view of the slide set or a full screen presentation, and you can do that by clicking on the full screen button that will toggle back and forth between a full screen or a window. That is your option. However, if you do want to ask a question for the speakers or post a question, you may have to go back to the window view. We will be doing polling questions at the end of the presentation for you to give you some feedback about where questions pertinent for future planning. And without further ado, I will introduce our first speaker, Joe Nelson, and who has a combined presentation with Trent Tigerstrom, and then Trent will introduce Joe Newkirk when he's done with his slide set. So, John?
Thank you, Romero. And good morning to those of you joining us. This Ag in Uncertain Times program has been designed primarily to assist farmers in dealing with what we consider to be some rather different set of circumstances that we're facing them here in the last couple of years. And as we did that, we decided that we needed, as a group of ag professionals, we needed to figure out how to leverage our abilities and what we could bring to other ag professionals to reach farmers with a message of hopefully some information that farmers can use in dealing with the crisis or the potential crisis that could befall them if they can't deal with some of the ups and downs of the markets that are approaching them. So there are two purposes for my few slides here. One is to encourage other ag professionals to make this material your own and use it as you can to reach farmers and ranchers and help them deal with the uncertain times that are before them. The second purpose of my presentation or these next few slides is to just kind of give you an overview of how the Ag and Uncertain Times presentations unfolded. In June, we started off with operating in uncertain credit, and then we took up in September with operating in uncertain markets, and then in October we did families facing uncertainty in agriculture, and in November it was operating in risky environments, and in December here it's been a topic of pulling it all together and managing in uncertain times. So we did four different risk areas during this presentations, and we covered finance, market, legal, and human risk. So those are the four areas that we covered in these 5 months. And as we approached these topics, we started out in the first week of each month. We started out asking the question, "Where are we?" And there was an overview given. Whatever topic it was, there was kind of a macro view of what we were doing on that topic, whether it was credit or family situations and communications. And then in the second week, we brought it down to the farm level. We brought it into more of a tactical, what kind of strategies can people use to work through these different problems. And in the third week, we presented different tools that the farmers can use, whether it's financial instrument tools, record-keeping tools, or estate planning tools, whatever tools we felt were appropriate to that topic. So what we'd really like to encourage you to do is to take the material that's given on both the webinar, the website, Ag and Uncertain Times, and the wiki, and incorporate them into your presentations as ag professionals and make them yours. Use them as creatively as you wish to. And I think within a short period of time, you can be fairly competent presenter using the different speakers and then all the tools that are available here. At this time, I'd like to turn it over to Trent, who will discuss with you some of the different examples and how you might actually incorporate these into your own presentations. So, Trent Tigerstrom.
Thanks, John. What we're going over today is just kind of getting and using the information and the tools that we've been going over throughout this entire series and just everything that's available for your use in your local communities or wherever you might be and what your particular issues you're working through or with. So we're taking this from the approach of determining kind of local issues or concerns that you have, and maybe with the budget constraints and a lot of institutions and entities out there and associations, commodity associations, and so forth, that there a lot of times there's some local interest or there's some local issues and you won't have the resources or the availability to get experts within that field or some of the topics that you'd be looking at. So a couple of examples that you might think of is what is in the main issues you wish to address, and we put up four possible examples we have here: loan, operating capital, capital issues, farm and family finances. Most of these topics are things that we have dealt with throughout this series, and then farm family communications and marketing considerations. So that's the first part of this, is just getting the main address issues that you're looking to address. The second question you're going to have to look at too is who's the targeted audience that you're looking to give this information to, or to try to give them more information about these topics. And it could be any combination of these: producers, members, legislators, educators, and just trying to pull it all together. And a part of that is trying to get the information to them is what's the primary mode of the material you're looking to deliver. And again, it can be any combination of this. Everyone has kind of different ways of getting the information to people. And it could be presentations at either workshops or wherever you're at, and it could be newsletters, radio spots, or electronics. Say if you have an email list or some kind of an e-journal that you're submitting out to your individuals on your list. And when you're doing this, what one thing you want to think about is what targets you're striving for when you're out to answer these questions. Are you just trying to create awareness about federal programs or other extension programs out there that can help you get through some of these tough times and so forth? Are you interested in creating awareness of potential tools that are out there, things that can help assist farmers and regulators and everything to address the questions they have with the issues that you're addressing there? Or it could be on dealing with regulations and just looking at that. Or you can take it to the next level and actually look at behavioral changes if that's what your ultimate goal is, or what your target to do with these education materials. And that would be the adoption of the tools. That could be purchasing the insurance or developing business plans, or actually affecting and changing regulations that you would have within your area or local area. So what we're looking at through the Ag and Uncertain Times series is this should provide a way for you to access experts across the country and information that we put together and integrated information into your programs at the local level. And that's our main objective of this. And I'm going to show you some ways and some materials out there and what allows you to do that. Because all the experts, all the presentations we have are where the presentations are available, the audio clips and other tools are all available for you to integrate into your educational efforts and information that you'd have on your operations. So with that, what we're going to do is just kind of get started. If you haven't been to the Ag and Uncertain Times website, there's a couple ways to get to it. First one we're going to do is just type in the URL, and you see it coming across your screen there, is farmmanagement.org, Ag and Uncertain Times. Once you type that in, then you hit the enter button, and you could use this on any browser you want, and it takes you to the home page. Okay, another way you could do it is just on your favorite search engine, whatever it happens to be, you can just strictly type in Ag and Uncertain Times. And then hit the enter button, and it should, as you see, it pops up at the top, is Ag and Uncertain Times, and then you would just click on that. And so that would get there, and that would get you to the home page of the Ag and Uncertain Times website. From here, what we'd want to do then is look at the content page. We want to see what's all available at this site. So we expand this up and look at it, and you see a list of speakers. What's going on there? You'd see about some of the MCs in the past. There's pieces of it. You may already done this as tester connectivity, and then there's other resources available, and we'll discuss some of those more detail here. First thing we want to look at is recordings. Because as I mentioned up front, if you want to address some of those issues that you might have in there, say like marketing, or you want to know what the market trends are, kind of where the industry's going, and you want to either get a different format, you can go to this recording site and you can see that we have different MP3 audio, video clips, and SWIFT files, and we'll go to each one of these that you might download and integrate. So say you wanted an audio clip for either a presentation or something if you're dealing with a local radio station. You can go to one of these with a little headphones icon. You go down to the bottom and you find this the information you want from the speaker that you want. In this case, we're dealing with the looking at the future of U.S. Ag. And so we're going to take Gary Brester's presentation. We're going to click on the headphone icon, and it's going to ask you where you would like to download this media to. You can either play it right there and see if it's the one you want, or you can save it to your desktop or any file that you want, or wherever you want to save it on your computer. Next thing you might want to do is just grab the whole presentation and the video clip of that one. So you click on the little blue icon with the arrow, and you go down here, and again, we're going to go to the Gary Brester presentation. You click on that, and it's going to pop up this, the whole presentation, and you can play it right there, or you can download it as well. And you can either play that on the computer or other media form that you would have. The third option you'd have is this little red icon with the arrow pointing down. This retrieves a SWIFT file, which kind of SWIFT stands for either a small web format, but then they changed that, and now it actually stands for a shockwave flash file. What this does is actually allows a little more flexibility with these video clips and allows you to actually embed them into your actual presentations or your PowerPoint. So to get that, it would be the same process as the others. You go over here and you click on the red icon, and then you pop that up. And again, the same one with side, that the only difference in this case is that this is in the flash, the shockwave flash file, which is a lot more flexible. The other thing we added in here is just to get feedback, and you have the opportunity to provide feedback on any of the presentations or the information you see. But one of the key things you'd have to do if you wanted to provide information on these webinars is register. One thing we wanted to do is make sure that you register on here so we can kind of keep the dialogue continuing and find out if there's other topics out there you'd like to see addressed, as well as comment on past webinars. And this is one way that would allow you to do that. Okay. So the next one is Ag in Uncertain Times. We also have a companion website, and we haven't discussed it a whole lot on there. We've referenced it several times, but we really haven't spent a whole lot of time with showing it or showing all the tools that are available. And a lot of the files we just showed to download, we just basically just showed you up there as far as being able to download them, but then what do you do with them? On this site, we have other additional tools you can download, and also video clips to show you exactly how to implement those in there as step-by-step procedures, and we'll go through that. So if you want to get to the companion site, you just type in the URL on the top of your favorite browser there, and it comes across farmmanagement.org, the wiki/tiki-index.php, and that would take you right to the home page. But an easier way of doing it is if you're on the Ag in Uncertain Times website, go over to the content page. And remember, we had this up front earlier. You look down there on the bottom and you see the wiki. So you go down there and you click on the wiki site, and it would open up, click on here, and it would open up this segment down here. And you see right at the bottom there, it's to access Farm Management Wiki at the URL there, so you just click on that, and that takes you right back to the home page where we just previously were. And from here, what you'd want to do then is go click on the menu site, so we want to see what's all available on this site and where we can get access to information on here. So you kind of enlarge the menu, you can see, and if you can't see this very well, I'd recommend that you click on the full screen button on your particular desktop, and that would blow it up and make it a little easier to see as you're looking at these. I know some of these get small, maybe even a little blurry, depending on connections in your own computer. What we have here is a list of from the menu of things you can choose. What we want to look at is the content page. That's the that's where we want to go to get all our information that we have here. We click on that content page, and you can see on here we have a list of information and places we'd like to go. And we'll go through several of these step by step and see what's available within them. So the first one we want to look at is just hotlines. We talked about this in some of the past websites when we were doing Families and Facing Uncertainty in Ag. And there was several of the hotlines mentioned during those talks. So we click on that. You see the list of these hotlines that are available to producers that are looking for assistance during some of these uncertain times we have. We talked about the Nebraska one, South Dakota, Wisconsin. But let's just click down here and see the Wyoming Mediation Program. You click on that. what pops up is kind of a small description of what this site is and what it's about. And you click down here, you see that this is to access the actual website and to see what's on there. So you click on that and it pop up the Wyoming Mediation Program. And you see they have other resources available there, and you get a little more information about what's available on those hotlines and what's going on. See if there's something you might be able to use and refer to in that site. Next thing we want to look at is online courses. So we click on down here, go to online courses from the content menu. Click on that and you see a list of online courses that are available for you to use at any time. And they each have kind of located in different areas, but there's a wide variety of topics that are covered here. The ensuring success for Wyoming Ag in particular, feasibility and rural enterprises, online courses dealing with taxes and ag, strategic planning, resource inventory, the Lasting Legacy series, and then the AGR light training, and then this getting on track better management through basic records. So let's take a look at this one. So you click on that, and what this does is give you a short introduction of what you can find on this particular online course. It gives you a brief description of it up top, and then it gives you a content list of what's all available within this site. And this is basic record keeping in 5 easy steps, some vignettes on it, and why even keep records, Schedule F sum, and where do we go from here. So to access this, you go down there again and you click on the bottom, and then it'll take you right to that course site, and you can either click to launch it right there and start playing it. And I should mention, on any one of these online courses, there's a tremendous amount of information. There's PowerPoint presentations available, there's curricula planning on it, and there are a whole bunch of information that you can use within these courses themselves for integration into your programming efforts. Next thing we want to look at is personal management, and this kind of ties in with the family facing uncertainty in ag as well. There's a lot of information out there on this personal management. Then we get a list over here, enterprising rural families, helping men overcome personal crisis, personal nature of ag and ranchers, and strengthening resources. So what we want to look at here is, let's just pick this personal nature of agriculture. And we click on that again, it gives you a brief description of what it is you'd find on this site. You go down here and you click on it, and it take you to that the information site there, and it talks about the learning for individual and families through extension of the life is where that gets through. And you notice down here, there's online PowerPoints, there's publications dealing with specific issues that you might get that you might not find anywhere else on some of these more personal issues that you face in agriculture. The next site we kind of want to look at is just some of the tools. So we'll give a list of some of the tools. We'll go down here and click on the tools. And you go over here and you see some of the financial information to have available, charts of accounts, financial analysis, financial statements, record keeping, review of software, record keeping software out there. And then some of these we've talked about, some we have not in past webinars. We look at the Ag Plan, FinPax, Risk Navigator, and then RD Financial. So we blow this up here and just take a peek at it. And we're going to go down here and look at just the RD Financial. We go over here and we click on there, and it gives you a list of RD Financial, again a description about it, where it's available. And if we look over here and we click on this and we blow that up a little bit, this is the click to download the actual RD Financial software. So then you'd be able to click on that, and then you'd be able to save it to anywhere you want on your desktop. Now part of the RD Financial, since we're there, is Dwayne is added in under the tool section again. You go to RD Financial back where we were, but you look on the very bottom of that and you see this list of video clips. This gets into some of the training of actually how to use RD Financial and understanding step by step on how to go through it. You click on that and you would download, as you see here, a brief overview of the program, are using RD Financial to explore the family structure impacts, and a few others. You click on that, you download it, and you can save it to a file or play it immediately. It's however it's set up, and these may vary depending on what operating system you're running or what you're doing. But you'd be able to download and save this anywhere you want. But they're a really good resource for step-by-step on how to use it and where they're at. Next thing we want to do is I'm going to skip over training for a little bit and go right to the webinars. We've already gone over this a little bit in the other slides, but we just wanted to show you from this side you can access the same things as well. So you click on the webinars and you look over here at the list of the webinars if you want to go to Managing Risk in Turbulent Times, the Farm Management Workshops, whatever. So you'd be able to click on the Ag in Uncertain Times. So it pops up here. It gives you kind of the list topics of all of them. And then what you want to do is you want to scroll down until you find the Ag in Uncertain Times link. And then from there, we go to recordings because we want to look at some of these webinar recordings, and it takes you right back to where we were in my first set of slides at the Ag in Uncertain Times with the recording and the options of the different media sources that you'd be able to use. So now let's get back to the training, because it's one thing to download this information. It's one thing to download a video clip or, you know, the presentation or a SWIFT file or whatever. The other thing to actually, how do you actually embed these in there and actually how do you use them? So in this training area, if you look at that and you click on that, you see we have some on radio spots. This is taking those MP3 slots and implement it into your program and how you do that. So you come down here, you scroll down until you find what you're looking for. In this case, let's just grab the one down here for a brief video on how to embed the MP3 files into a PowerPoint presentation. And you see it's about 2 minutes long. So you click on that, and here's your little video clip of step-by-step on how to embed this MP3 file into your PowerPoint presentation. And it's in this Camtasia. You can either play it here, or you can download it to your desktop as well. So go back to the tools again. Now we're looking at the training videos for using these SWIFT files into your presentation. So we go back to the training, we scroll down until we find the SWIFT files. And from here, we look down and we see this brief video on using the technique for embedding SWIFT files in this Adobe Flash video. So we click on that, and again, it pulls up this presentation on how actually to utilize this information and actually embed it into the PowerPoint presentation that you're interested in working with. And then it's very detailed, step-by-step, how you do it, walking through every aspect that you have on there, even setting to where if you don't want to show the whole thing, you'd be able to set the times that you want to do and just show the segments that you're interested in showing. And with that, I'm going to start finished up, and we'll have some questions afterwards. I'm going to turn it over to John Newkirk, who's going to talk about what was learned up to this point, and he's also going to talk about, kind of give a wrap-up of the series and what we've been working on up to this point. Hey, John?
Thank you, Trent. And I know Trent steps through that, some of it quickly, but please remember that that whole presentation will be recorded and up on our Ag in Uncertain Times website so that you can look at it and step through it more closely. And there was one other question that came in from the audience. I think I'll just take a minute to answer it now, and then I'll step right on. And someone was interested in purchasing the Applied Risk Management in Agricultural Text. And just remember, go to rightrisk.org, and that's one word, RIGHTRISK.org, rightrisk.org for order information. So we started in June. We had an idea. Certain prices had appeared to be collapses. We were hearing information that it was tough, especially in the livestock sector. And of course, there was all of the information out there in the public press around credit. So we thought we would start and find out what are the implications to ag credit. And there are a series of just excellent presentations there. Started with David Cole, and then came to Jay Penick, the President and Chief Executive Officer at Northwest Farm Credit Services. And very direct about what we're seeing is that most ag lenders, not all, are in pretty good shape. There have been a couple of failures of banks with large ag portfolios, one of them in southeastern Colorado, where one of our team members, Jeff Trunell, works. And but Jay explained really clearly how what was happening in the larger credit markets was working its way down and pushing itself into ag. And I would just point at the next to last point here, credit markets are much tighter, which has also become true for agricultural credit. And the impact of all of that, Jay was really clear about a lender focus, and that perceptions and attitudes are changing surrounding the finance industry, and that from a what appeared to be anything goes to nothing goes, and what is working its way through the credit process has really reduced credit availability, including in some sectors of agriculture. And so while there is credit and capital still available in ag, what is happening in the greater credit market is, in fact, working its way down into the ag sector and will have some implications as farmers and ranchers look to secure credit going forward. We then move to some folks, including Corey Price, who worked pretty directly with lenders, and she was a vice president and senior commercial loan officer out of the South Valley Bank and Trust over in Oregon in the Willamette Valley, and had some, and she and the others had some very direct advice based on what they're seeing and feeling and the policies that their banks are taking on, and she identified five very critical actions, which I think are really, we've heard from a number of folks, are what producers need to be focused on. One is capital expenditures must pay for themselves. And if folks have had recent capital expenditures, can probably expect their lender to take a much closer look at any application for credit coming in the future. Non-essential improvements, purchases should be delayed in this time. Needs to be very careful expense control, including personal family living expenses. And one of our producers, one of our lenders had an interesting observation from their own, is that older producers that had been through some tighter times in the past, this was a pretty easy for them, one for them. But the 40 and under group had not been through especially tight times in ag, and this whole issue around personal family living expenses was much more difficult for them to deal with, which works itself out in some of the further future presentations we had. And review marketing plans and have more than one option. Joel Lawrenson with Farm Credit Services Southwest down in Tempe, Arizona. And I'd highly recommend you go back and look at these slide sets or look at these presentations. But he had 12 steps to prosperity, which, and I'm only presenting the first six here, take the things that Jay identified were the set of conditions that were influencing ag credit markets and saying this is what the local loan officers are going to be looking for. And one of the key things, of course, is you got to have that positive relationship with your lender. And a consensus among everybody, which I'll come back to in a minute, excellent financial records and management reports. Increasing emphasis on these. Complete enterprise analysis, segment or commodity. And we have an excellent set of tools. Trent just identified RD Financial. The Center for Farm Financial Management has FinTech and some other tools that are available there. And all of our lenders identified how this enterprise analysis and how important this is and the real increasing importance as we move forward on this. Assessing staff capabilities, including family members, and making adjustments as needed. Really important and critical. And we had an excellent, actually it was one of our highest attended, second highest attended of all of our segments was around the whole issue of families, farm and ranch families, working through tough times. And an excellent set of presenters there that dealt with this issue. Another consensus, minimizing expense costs whenever possible, manage the whole margin, cost and sales, and the underlying message and the conclusion I drew from all of the session on credit was, yes, there is a credit available. The greater issues in the world credit situation are pushing their way down into ag credit. They are going to have an impact. Producers need to be aware of this. Some areas that they haven't placed as much time and emphasis on in the past, in terms of their financial records, financial analysis, creating a good business plan, suddenly are jumping up and are becoming of much greater importance. We then shift to marketing, and we had kind of two thrusts in our marketing. One was around niche markets, small farms, direct marketing, value added, and Don Thelmany from Colorado State University was one of the presenters. We had several in this area present really good information, and Don had a really clear set of five steps that someone thinking about niche markets or direct marketing needed to think about planning, define missions and objectives, thinking about strategies and action, writing this all down, monitor those key projects and objectives, and thinking about organizational realignment. And then she had explanation around these and had some very good practical examples around those. Then in the commodity marketing area, we had an excellent set of presentations, not only on commodities and grain marketing, but on livestock marketing from the Livestock Marketing Information Center, and also from Dylan Foytz from Utah State University, and but Ed Essett from the Center for Farm Financial Management, a grain marketing specialist there, had a excellent, cogent, concise, where he talked about pre-harvest marketing, post-harvest marketing, and even if folks just read that, some excellent information was presented. Information that I personally have already used myself, incorporating. I do some marketing workshops, and I've pulled parts of three of these presentations directly into my presentations because the presenters there, Matt Roberts from Ohio State University, Ed from University of Minnesota, and Gary Brester, Montana State, present some things that much better, areas that I'm not as knowledgeable about, and it's really nice to pull them in and just run that piece of the video, and the groups have been focused. I found them challenging and of interest. So I have some personal experience already about how you can take this information and use it effectively. One of the things we do know that kind of started us on this, there have been these drop in prices. Raleigh Curtis, past general manager of Mid-Columbia Producers down here in southern, kind of southeastern Washington, had an excellent piece on marketing, looking at some different aspects of marketing, the emotional approach and how to withdraw emotion from it. But he also identified these price drops that many segments of ag have faced. And these are creating some difficult times.
Are we having trouble?
Anyway, we had several good presenters that talk about how you manage in tough times. And Bob Fetch from Colorado State University had an excellent presentation and talked about some of the things that can happen when times get tough. Stress, anger, depression, suicide. Had some excellent resources, and as Trent pointed to, there's a whole series of hotlines that are identified. But Bob had this handout, and I'm not expecting you to look at it, but it's an important checklist for those of us ag professionals that happen to come across some farmers or ranchers or that are suffering from stress and some other things, and how we need to recognize that, how we are professional counseling to train ourselves, how we need to talk about very excellent resources.
Gary Brester
started off his presentation, but I love this. Change.
Eric Shishaki.
But then it goes on to say, if you don't like change, you're going to like your relevant less. And I think this is important
information for us to pass on.
My audio quality is a bit ragged.
Sorry about that.
Does that improve it any, John?
No.
Can you
understand me?
That's the most important point, even though I'm ragged. Well, I'm going to move on. As I said earlier, the technology isn't always as we wish. But Gary ended up talking about that there is a bright future for agriculture producers, and even though we're in some really tough times, there are opportunities and possibilities to improve. So, summing it up, what have we learned? Current conditions have put certain sectors of U.S. ag in a precarious spot. Economic conditions are rapidly bringing challenges to many other producers. Fortunately, some pretty large segments of American ag in general have come through two or three pretty good years and enter this stronger than probably they've been historically. It's not true in the livestock sector. It's true in general in the grain sector. But regardless of all that, it may be as challenging as it's ever been for some producers. So to survive and succeed, ag producers will need to be proactive, as business of business has never been more important. So there was a consensus, and this came through not only in the folks talking about credit, many of our other presenters, I was amazed at the consensus around this point. Excellent financial records as well as a business plan that is adaptive and forward-looking to meet this and the next set of challenging times are a necessary input, not an option. They're a necessary input for the operation of the farm or ranch. And in fact, many farmers and ranchers are going to find out that financial records, along with some analysis of those records and business plan, may be the difference in their getting financing. Those records can also provide valuable insights for families working their way through troubled times. Actually, one of the first things that families caught in a tight financial situation probably ought to be to do a really thorough financial analysis. One of the other items that we heard consistently from all of our lenders, and we had, I think, four or five different lending organizations represented, is that working capital and liquidity are critical to stay in credit markets. So, unfortunately, it requires work. Marketing requires dedication, diligence, and discipline. But there are opportunities to take that extra dime or to find that profitable niche. We also heard, and it was emphasized, and we have some excellent resource materials that need to work on keeping the mental health strong for the farm and ranch families and the other human resources involved in agriculture production business. It is as important as the business of business, growing the crop and marketing. So our team's challenge to you, many of the folks who made presentations are willing and available if you'd like to follow up with them on the presentations they've made. Almost every presenter towards the end of their presentation gave contact information on how to get in touch with them and said, if you have questions, contact us. Access the materials. There is a wealth of information here you can use either to give yourself ideas, to take pieces and incorporate it. We're working hard to make it easy to do that. Those how-tos on how to do that, I can tell you I need them, how to do that. We all know, those of us working with farm and ranch families, that the human resources are stretched thin, but we challenge you to take the information that's available from this series or from other websites like the MITNET. The e-extension site has a wealth of information as well, or other places cited, and there and you go to the wiki site and you can find a number of other sites to make a difference. Those farm and ranch families who are working through very uncertain times. And thank you, especially those of you that were with us through the whole series. And now I think we're ready to go to some questions.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John and Trent, as well, for great information that we hope our participants take us up on the challenge and use it to address the needs and concerns of their clientele. As we move into the Q&A section of the webinar, we would also be presenting you with some polling questions to capture some feedback from participants that will help us plan future webinars. A question that came from the audience is regarding if there is any charge for the online management courses that Trent discussed. Trent, would you like to answer that?
Well, most of the ones that I highlighted that you saw there's not a charge for those. Those are the online ones you can access, and like I mentioned, they have a tremendous amount of resources available to help do a lesson planning, PowerPoint presentations. But in short, the ones that I showed on there are not a charge for those.
Also, to follow up on the resources. Oh, I'm sorry, John. Go ahead.
I would just add, I mentioned earlier the rightwrist.org, and I believe there's a whole series of lessons, online lessons there as well. And Trent may have pointed to those that are available without cost.
Yeah, the getting on track, that's part of that as well, and as well as the tax and the lasting legacy and a few of the others. So.
Thank you, John and Trent. Also, Trent, to follow up on that, you talked about at length about the wiki, and the question is, what are the plans for developing further resources on that site? And also, do we have to worry about different types of media on different types of computers, or is the media fairly universal?
Okay, a couple of things. On the wiki side, of course, wiki means, you know, fast or swift in Hawaiian anyway. So the idea behind the whole wiki is that this is fast adapting, and it's easy to get access to, and it's rather quick to upload and change things. So of course we're going to be adding new videos all the time as we develop them, or as we get questions, or we get people that have concerns on, well, how do I do a certain thing like that, then it's real. It is possible for us to come in and make another video clip on how to and upload it as soon as it's done. So there's always, it's a site that's always going to be working. We're always going to be changing. We're going to be adding stuff as we're going along with that. The other one, of course, the media we've selected are supposed to be about as generic as you can get, to where they can play on all sorts of formats. Now, that being said, you know, you're always going to have some issues potentially, depending on which operating system you're using, depends on the computer, how old it is, and what other kind of glitches you might have, but we are testing these on multiple types of computers and systems. I myself, at my desktop's an Apple, but I use an IBM laptop, and I've tested them on both of those, and I haven't had any problems with those on either format yet. And the IBM, I'm using Vista Business right now, and I haven't had any issues with that, and I haven't had any issues on the Mac at this point. But, you know, it's something you always check, but if there is an issue, just, again, provide some feedback, and we can get that.
There's a question.
I used an Apple.
Any problems with the Mac environment, John, since you mentioned that?
No, I have a Mac, and this all works just fine on it. Actually, I use the Firefox web browser on my Mac, and it works just really well with all of this.
Okay, thank you. Question addressed to John, but I will post it for all speakers. You talked about the many presentations available on the Agony Uncertain Times site. However, to be specific and to help participants, are there any ones that you would recommend for folks to take a look at over others? Anyone that has struck you the most?
I'll take a first stab at that, Romero. The first week in each one of these segments is where the overview is given, and I guess I would start there. That seems to have the most universal appeal, probably to most of the audiences, and what we would like to, you know, if I were running a meeting in a monthly meeting of wheat growers or something, and I wanted to present something, I might bring in either the credit issue or an overview about the markets, and that would be a good place to start. The following week, again, gives you some more tactics and some more specifics, so it really depends upon the way you perceive the audience that you have as to where you might spend your time looking for the information. But you can either use the complete presentation, or you can go get extracts of many of the presenters. And this is what I've watched John Newkirk do, and he's done it very effectively with his audiences.
And I would add to that,
thank you, John.
As once you start on this, and you kind of remember from your area, you're looking what kind of questions you're getting, what are the issues around your local area, and what it is you're trying to, you need assistance with. And then from there, you would be able to tap into some of these and see from that summary that John had just mentioned, look over there and see if there's something there that's available, or go to the wiki site and see if there's some topics or tools to address those issues you have at the local level, and integrate some of that information into the local level from the experts that you have that you wouldn't maybe not necessarily be able to get on a short notice to come out and actually work with you on that, even though that might not be your strong point.
Thank you, Trent. Thank you, John. Any other comments from the speaker, John Newkirk, or from team members, if they would like to add to the discussion? Okay, this is a question that is kind of dear to me. Oh, sorry, John. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, the one question that came in is whether there are any plans to do webinars targeting minority producers in languages other than English, and if there is a plan, what should be an expected timeline for that?
We're hoping in February to have a webinar entirely in Spanish, and that we've started the planning on that, and actually Romero, who is our MC, is our lead in that. So we hope that we'll be able to pull that together and be looking for an announcement about a webinar in February that will be entirely in Spanish.
Thank you, John. There was a question about whether slides are available for past presenters and where, and the answer to that is all these presentations are in the website that's been discussed. The Agony of Certain Times website houses those under webinars. You can then click on the tab or under the archive presentations available under the right side bar.
And you could also go to the wiki site, and there they would have access to those as well as the other information. So anything that was presented, as well as a whole bunch of additional tools that we kind of, I know I quickly went through those, but if you can go back and look at them, so the PowerPoints will be there as well, and as well as the training videos and everything else.
One other question. Thanks, Trent. One other question for Jung Newkirk. In your view, has the picture changed since we started with the webinar series, or what do you, and also what do you see happening with the agricultural sector in the short and intermediate future?
Well, what's interesting, one of our presenters, when we asked them, and I think it was in June. This was part of the credit. We actually asked him in April to present in June, and visited back with them in the fall. And their comment to us was they would not have imagined how tight the credit markets had gotten for them. That short period of time. I think there has been some tightening in at least in some areas, the credit markets. The consensus among the folks I talk to is that it is going to be tight, and just it's how soon supply and demand turns around, and there are issues that may not turn around so quickly in terms of consumption patterns. There are a number of really big questions out there. The message that hasn't changed is producers really need to focus down more than ever on their financial health and their financial well-being and what they got to do to maintain that. The other shift that we've seen is, it's not unanimous, but there are a growing number of professionals out there who think these challenging times are going to stay with us for a little longer than folks might have imagined. So.
Okay, thanks, John. To follow up on that, another question from the audience is, how do you propose to keep the information current?
I think part of what we're going to be doing on keeping the information current is as we come across increasing issues, or we come across something that we feel is important, and we as a group and the core, almost everybody involved with this, or everybody involved with this project, is a member of the Western Farm Management and Marketing Committees and across the West, and we meet as a group every year, and we talk about these the topics and what's going on in the area, so we'd be able to then incorporate things as we're doing and things we run into, we can make adjustments on that. But we'd also like to invite folks from other places to actually provide input and information on there to assist with this, because we see this as kind of a partnership, especially with the wiki site, being able to, if you see something missing, then letting us know about it, and we can see where it fits in, and we can work on stuff and actually add additional information that anybody out there might want to add to it.
Thank you, Fred. Any other comments?
One of the things we've discussed, and we've put the question out there, we're thinking about a once-a-month webinar series, and someone asked a question about those. If they could make these open, they will be open. Everything we do here is open. It's as open as we can make it. But in part, part of what we would intend to do with those, if conditions change or there needs to be some updates like market outlets, market outlook, those would be part of what we would incorporate as we move forward. And if information that's up there does become completely out of date, we clearly would probably pull that off. There are certain segments up there that are probably have a very long life. Whole series around working with families. Actually, except for a couple of the marketing outlook pieces, most of it is specific. So we're aware that the need to keep it updated, I think that's part of what our plan is. If we kind of depends on your demand, if we were to keep up and do these on a monthly basis.
Thank you, John. And if I may add, even though this is our last webinar, I would like for all of us to see it as the beginning of a highly interactive process where we continuously assess and respond to clientele needs from our local jurisdiction, wherever we are located, because this is not ending anytime soon. So there's always going to be a need for more information and resources for clientele. I do not see any more questions from the audience, so I want to thank you all for participating, and I encourage you again to visit the Ag in Uncertain Times website. And there you will find, as we mentioned earlier, recordings of past webinars. You would find presenter slide sets, lists of speakers and their contact information. There's going to be discussion of the various webinar topics. So again, we challenge you to give us feedback and to take an active role as this information develops and to help us plan and also keep the information current. If there are any topics that you would like to see covered in future webinars, you can use the chat pod to the left, or you can send us an email at the Western Center for Risk Management Education at WSU.edu. And you may also, there is a file share window where you can click on each of the files listed below. You can then highlight it and save it directly to your computer, and that way you have it available for use at your leisure. So without any other comments or questions from my last comment actually answers the last question from the audience regarding whether there is a file or links this time. So the link is posted on your screen, and you can click on and download that file. Without any other comments or questions, I would like to thank our participants, our speakers today, and we'll look forward to having you participate in our webinars in the future. So thank you, and a happy holiday season for all of you.